Indianola Pella Baseball on 94.3 KNIA. It's a Little Hawkeye Conference finale. High fly ball, deep left field. On the move is Wiesner, but it's going to get by him, and it's going all the way to the wall. Carter digging for second, and he'll stop there. Gets the full barrel on it for a leadoff double for Casey Carter all the way out into left center field. Ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. Carter's being waved around to score. Blake rounds first, but he'll be held up there. Back-to-back hits to start the game, and Brady Blake with an RBI single puts Indianola up 1-0. Ground ball left side. Played at Hanson. He's going to fire home. Do they get the out at home? No, he slides in, and it may be, I don't know if Ramey caught it cleanly, but either way, sliding around the tag, and the run comes in to score. So Brick reaches first on a fielder's choice. Stecker advances to third on the throw, and Indianola leads 2-0. High fly ball right field towards the line. And off the wall, one run will come in. Johnston digging for two, being waved around. The throw gets into the cutoff. They throw it in, and no play at the plate. Two RBI double for Noah Johnston, and Indianola leads 4-0 after the first with a stand-up double. Line drive out to left field in center, and it falls in for a base hit. One run will come in and score, and Gavin Legg with an RBI single makes it 5-0. Indianola now in the bottom of the first. Line drive up the middle and through for a base hit. One run will score. Two runs will score as Kettler picks it up in center and gets it in. Carter maybe digs to try and get in on the throw, but a two RBI single for Casey Carter, and he's 2-for-2 in the first inning. Two runs come in, and it's 7-0. Indianola on six hits. 2-0 to the Indianola senior third baseman, Casey Carter. High fly ball, left field again. Going back towards the wall, and that one is gone. And Casey Carter, 3-for-3 in the first four innings, and a solo shot, and sits a triple away from the cycle. Casey Carter gets a hold of one and sends it out over the left field fence, and it's 8-0 Indianola. High fly ball, deep right field. Did Johnston get all of it, and will it stay fair? He does, and Noah Johnston hits a solo shot to deep right field and puts Indianola up 9-0. A no-doubter on the first pitch of the inning. High fly ball, center field. Going back is Rockholt. Playable, and makes the catch. And Blake is one out away from getting the no-hitter. And it's up to Tate Wiesner from Pella to spoil it. Fly ball out to center field. Rockhold charging. Dives for it and can't make... Did he make the catch? He did. Umpire says out. Coach Jablonski runs out. Indianola runs off the field. One umpire says no. The other one says out. My initial thought was it bounced. No catch. And Tate Wiesner breaks up the no-hitter with two outs in the seventh. Rockhold dove for it, but didn't make the catch. And now a line drive out to short, and that one falls in for a base hit. One run is being waved around. The throw comes to home. Play at the plate, not in time. Three straight singles, and Pella plates a run. And they have runners on first and third. Fly ball to center field. Should be playable for Rockhold. And he catches it. And that will end the game. Pella scores one on three hits. And Indianola wins 9-1.